You're tuned in to Beltway Beef, official commentary from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Policy Division in Washington, D.C. I'm Mike Deering. NCBA's Mary Geiger went on a Hill Marathon of sorts, talking to as many elected officials as she could possibly track down. Today, I'm excited to bring you my hometown congressman, Sam Graves, who's also a farmer out of Northwest Missouri. Right off the top, we're going to be talking Farm Bill, or as Congressman Graves calls it, a food policy bill.
Important to understand, too, that it's not really a farm bill. It's a food policy bill. That's what it is. It's about the safest, most abundant, most affordable food supply in the world. You know, and in fact, we can take our food supply for granted in the United States, which makes us a great country.
Finding permanent relief from the estate tax for America's farm and ranch families is a top priority for NCBA and Congressman Sam Graves.
Well, we obviously are having hearings in the Small Business Committee, and agriculture is all about small business. It doesn't matter if it's at the retail end or the production end. It's all about small business. And, you know, tax reform policy or tax policy is very important to those businesses. And the inheritance tax or the death tax is right at the center of that. You know, my thought is death shouldn't be a taxable event. It just shouldn't. You know, we as farmers and families, you know, work very hard to maintain that farm, build that farm, you know, pass it on to our children. Now to say that the federal government is owed something because somebody's passed on and you have to sell half the farm or half the business just to be able to afford that estate tax is just wrong. So we're going to be pushing very hard to make that permanent.
Congressman Graves says that there is only one true fix to the regulatory overreach happening in Washington, D.C., and he says he's hopeful that will happen in November.
Well, you know, I'm very hopeful that we're going to see a change in the administration, and it comes back to those regulatory policies that this administration continues to put out. You know, this EPA regulating dust, you know, trying to regulate every standing body of water out there. It's just out of control. You know, the Department of Labor trying to reverse decades worth of child labor laws when it comes to our children working on the farm. This stuff is just over the top. And it's not going to change until an administration changes. And so it is, in terms of agriculture, just one of the most important elections that we've seen, or at least in my lifetime that I've seen.
You've been listening to Beltway Beef. In the meantime, until we meet again, eat some beef. Check us out online at www.beltwaybeef.com. Also check out our website, beefusa.org. Adios.